Welcome to Doctor's Orders with your host, Dr. Baker. Now let's join today's program.
Hello, hello, everyone. I hope everyone has rested and recovered at some level from the three-day holiday weekend, regardless of how you feel about the weekend. I know that I've had a lot of deep conversation regarding the celebration of the 4th of July, but either way, I hope yours was good. I hope you had a great barbecue, if that's what you were into. I hope that you lit fireworks or you just simply spent time with loved ones and family members. Either way, I hope you enjoyed it. Today is Tech Tuesday, and I'm really excited about today's guest that I will introduce to you a little bit later. But you talk about a person that has traveled the world and has seen and done some miraculous things. We're going to look at what Dr. Rhoda Alele has done in her career and why technology is so important in her world. And we're going to share some of that today. As a reminder, if any of you out there want to join the conversation or you're seeking for treatment online or on air, you can call us at 859-291-2255. Once again, that's 859-291-2255. And if you want to reach me directly via email, you can at info@drbaker.us. Once again, that's info@drbaker.us. And so for those that's been listening, you know that every day is a different theme. And with today being Tech Tuesday, we're going to look at how technology has shaped our life, how we need to pay attention to technology as business owners, and what a mentality that is open and embraces technology does for your ability to grow your business, remain sustainable, or find new markets and new opportunity. I think it's very important that we keep our mind open to all of the science, innovation, technological advancements that exist, because it affords us a way to look at our business and say, okay, am I putting my best foot forward? Do I understand the competition? Am I maximizing the resources that I have available to me? Or simply, can I disrupt something that allows us to have more market share or control of our consumer base? All of those realities are vitally important for a business owner. And therefore, it's important that we have this discussion. We have it regularly to talk about what does technology do for us. And so without further ado, I'd like to bring in today's guest, Dr. Rhoda Alele. Doc, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing, Dr. Baker. Thank you for this opportunity to share with your listening audience.
Fantastic. And there's so much to share. There's so much to discuss. And actually speaking with you, it always leaves me in a frenzy as it relates to what direction to go in. What we'll begin with, if you don't mind, is walk the audience through, you know, a little bit of your experiences, and really what I'm excited about is from your work with radiation, your work with nanotechnology, just kind of fill in the audience what they don't know about you.
Okay, well, I'm a professor of nursing education and nursing science, and I'm currently a national scholar, and I'm in residence at Columbia University in New York City. At their teachers' college, and at teachers' college, I'm in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education. Now, I realize that's a long list, but the short of what I do is help to solve and develop new care models for environmental health. Our environments are making us sick. And the big question everybody's asking is my house making me sick? And so as a registered nurse, we have a brand new medical diagnosis. It's called idiopathic environmental intolerance, meaning the electrical devices, the electrostatic that they give off, and if you have a lot of Wi-Fi wireless interface products and appliances in your home, that Wi-Fi electrostatic communication could be making people sick. Now you're like, really? What is it doing? You know, do you have a skin rash or you wake up with these constant headaches 24/7 that you can't get rid of? Do you have dizziness or ringing in your ears? Or do you just stand up and you feel woozy and wobbly? You could be getting sick from the Wi-Fi and the electrodynamics coming from your appliances in your house. And so, well, go ahead.
Well, in that case, I know if I'm listening and I'm saying, all right, I know doctors are going to transition this into business, but I'm alarmed because what you just heard, what you just told me is that, you know, we've been told we should embrace technology, that we need to understand how it's moving and how to get in line with the current of the movement. But simultaneously, my Wi-Fi could be increasing health issues and concerns that I have in my home. How do I reconcile that? What should I be hearing in this message?
What you should be hearing is you need to start measuring your home. There are various instruments and meters that you can get from Amazon. One of them is called a Stetzer meter. I'm going to spell it out for everybody, so go grab your pen and your pencil. A Stetzer meter was developed by a nuclear engineer from the Army. His name was David Stetzer. He developed it because a lot of the soldiers were getting diabetes after they had open-heart surgery, and his argument was that the electromagnetic static in the operating rooms and in the hospitals was too high. And he was able to prove his hypothesis by developing this meter that measures electrostatic, micro surge, biometric units of radiation is what the short of it is. And he was able to prove his hypothesis and create this meter and create filters for operating rooms. Well, his hypothesis is now a working model for medical entities around the world. And in fact, it has influenced OSHA to revise a regulation. The regulation is 1910.33.3A. So if you're an employer and you require your employees to work with anything that's Wi-Fi, that has a Wi-Fi interface, computer, keyboard, landline, cell phone, printer, a fax machine, you have to give your employees protective gear. And Microsoft Office Corporation has taken the lead in this campaign. They now put health warning labels on their keyboards and all their computers.
Well, let's stop right there for a moment. That's really important to understand is if I'm a small business owner, I have employees, now I'm contributing to maybe some level of damage or healthcare issues that maybe I never considered before, but I still may be responsible for them. And how I go about protecting my employees or protecting myself could be very vital. And some might say, well, maybe this isn't on the top of my risk list at this moment. But based on your research and based on some of the outcomes that you've seen, and especially some areas more than others, but that the amount of radiation that's felt or amount of health problems that come from this absolutely falls within all of our laps as it relates to responsibility. Is that right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I mean, Google archives over 100,000 articles talking about how these electromagnetic and these Wi-Fi interfaces on all of our computing devices, be it your cell phone or your laptop, whatever it is impacting, you know, our nervous system, our digestive system, you know, our eyes, people that wear glasses and are on the cell phone a lot. They need to go to the doctor frequently because it changes the shape of the eye from constant exposure to radiation. And we have an attorney who's also a cell pathophysiologist, Dr. George Carlos. He's one of the foremost authorities in this area. And he's saying that since we've started with Bluetooth, that the incident of eyeball cancer has just gone through the roof.
Really? So let's talk about that just for a moment. Not that we have to break all the science down, excuse me, but how is it that Bluetooth has an effect to the eyes?
Well, you know, Bluetooth may be 1/1,000th of the power of a cell phone, but the fact is we wear it constantly on their heads, and people that wear it as a fashion statement, they 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day, are really the ones that are greatest at risk for injury. People that just use it, you know, put it on to talk on the phone and take it off, you know, they reduce their risk. But the Bluetooth was never engineered to be a fashion statement, but yet people wear it as that. And you think about it, it goes in the ear, but it has that little apparatus that points toward the eye. And where it's positioned, it can affect the optic nerve, it can in the eye, it can affect the macula of the eye, those things that are responsible for your vision. And massive numbers of people now are getting holes in the macula and inflammation and losing their ability to see clearly.
Now, talk to me about, as you know, an academic and a scholar as you are, you also have been an entrepreneur, and you created products, and you have science out there. Talk to us a little bit about some of your creations that the business owners or the people who aspire to own companies can learn from, how you've taken a problem and you said, here's a solution, and I can create a business out of that solution. Walk us through a little bit of whether it's your Nanos or any of the other technology companies that you have.
Well, problem solving is where my passion is. And Dr. Baker, I have been a registered nurse, as I said, over in the space for more than 50 years. And when I started my nursing career, I started working with people who had brain injuries and nerve injuries. And then I eventually adopted a child with a severe brain injury. They said he would never walk, talk, or learn. So my journey of health with this child has always been that I had to not only deal with what was happening inside of his body, but I had to deal with the entities around him, how we lived and what kind of chemicals were in the house, et cetera. And the short of the story is I moved when my husband passed away. I was on the nursing faculty at Howard University in Washington, D.C. When my husband died, I moved to Ohio, the place of my birth, not realizing that this is a very radioactive area out here. There's a lot of entities out here that make electrostatic high because of the industry, the manufacturing, et cetera. And as a result, I bought a totally electric house. And my son came in this house. He was actually grew out of so many of his disabilities. He made the world touring team for C-Lab Martial Arts and actually went to high school in Penang, Malaysia. So he comes home for summer holiday, comes in this house, and all of a sudden starts having this bizarre behavior, almost like what happened to Kanye West at that concert where he just really went bizarre. Mm-hmm. And I took him to the doctor, and the doctor did a brain scan on him. He said, Doc, I think we have a problem here. You know, his brain waves are very unstable, and he's got a lot of energy loss. We need to send him to the hospital. And what we thought was going to be a three-day journey ended up being 8 months. And so as a matter of a lifeline, I was desperate to figure out how we were going to save my son. And so I ended up going to Germany, because I met a nuclear engineer that came to my house to survey the house and told me that the electromagnetic pulse should be below 50. He brought this meter. Stetzer, for those of you who have your pencil and paper, is S-T-E-T-Z-E-R. That's Sam, Tom, Edward, Tom, Zebra, Edward, Roger. Stetzer meter. And he brought this Stetzer meter and quantified the radiation of my home. He said, Doc, this house should be below 50. Dirt, there were areas in the grass that would not even grow grass. He said there was some type of radioactive toxin that was in the soil that was getting feedback. And so he said not only was my son sensitive to the high levels, he was sensitive to the static. So even if they got it down to 15, it still could be an assault weapon against my son's brain. So he said, you need to have your son turn around and sleep with his head at the foot of the bed. And so as he began to give me information, I went through the research and found out Germany was the number one place to deal with this problem. So I got on a plane, went to Frankfurt, Germany, hooked up with some people in Germany, and they said, static blocking is what you need, and we do radiation mitigation, but specific to static, you need to go to England. So I went to England and found some instruments and some machinery and some equipment and some fabrications to begin to make a device that would actually block the static, discharge the static rapidly. And I came back and made a prototype, and it was like my son walked back into sanity. And so the name of my product is called Nanos, and you have to go to my website. It is simply yournanos.com. Now, I'm going to spell that out for you since you got your pencil and paper. That's www.your, your. And Nanos is spelled N-A-N-O-S, yournanos.com. And after I developed the technology for my son, people in the community began to see that his behavior had changed. I mean, he'd made a 180. And they said, what is this? That you, we need it for our children. And so a child started using it for her seizures, and her mother discovered that if she put the Nano on the child, it would keep the child seizure-free. And so that started a global revolution with the technology. And then I had a dairy farmer in Minnesota. He had a cow that had black mastitis for 18 months. He said, I wonder what this will do for the cow. If it helps my wife so much, I wonder what would happen if I put it on the cow. So he puts it on the left leg of the cow. The cow heals from mastitis rapidly in 7 days. A cow wow. that would not heal for 18 months. So it ignited a business model for the technology to go into agriculture. And so I began to develop various systems for the water and the entire electrical system of the house, the entire electrical system of water and gas, and even windows. Because you don't think about windows being a taser gun. But if you put Wi-Fi in your house, windows is made out of liquid sand, and sand is a crystal that is highly conductive of electrostatic from Wi-Fi and electrical infrastructures in the house. And when we found out that the window was contributing to my son's brain injury, we had to make a system to mitigate the window. And so I spent a decade in validating this technology. In fact, it took the gold medal for the United States out of a 44-nation competition. We took the gold because we made a system so powerful that we mitigated 4,000 square feet in the convention hall, and everybody and everyone and every electrical device, every cell phone, every tablet was immediately biobalanced and constantly discharging electrostatic, so it was reducing risk for assault. And so we have two more business models. The second one is Med Health Electric. Med Health Electric, M-E-D, the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H, the word electric, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C.com. And that is a service now provided by medical doctors, registered nurses, environmental health physicists, and electricians or electrical engineers, where we actually go into people's houses and take these same instruments and measure and quantify the electrostatic in the homes. Because so many people are getting cancer, so many people are getting Parkinson's disease and various nerve disorders and heart disease and brain injuries and seizures like 40 going north. I was in Washington, D.C. at a conference, and I was blown away to see that at this conference, they were saying that 1 in 17 people or 17 people, every 1 in 17 was getting a seizure in America.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 17. And that's horrific. You think about it.
Which is a tremendous number. And you said so much there that I want to unpack for the listeners is that you saw a massive problem that began in the home, and you took your traditional training, you coupled it with you know, what I would call breadcrumbs, hints, clues to what could be done better. And then you traveled around the world to learn more about the information that you had received. You became an investigator, if you will. And then you took all your resources and you created your nanos, and you've got this umbrella of products, portfolio of products that are diverse in nature, but allow you to now treat these problems that we're talking about. It's more than just fixing some symptoms, but you're talking about eradicating where these issues lie right at the root in order to make sure that people are healthier, whether it's in their homes, their workplaces. But it's your technologies that allow for that to happen, which is the essence of creating a company, which are one of two ways, which is find something that people really like and enjoy and let them participate with it in a convenient and affordable manner, or find something with a very large problem that either no one else has solved or has not solved adequately, develop a solution for it, and then offer it in a way to where they can have access. And that's what you've done as the latter, is that you now have developed technology that a person, you know, in a residential home can go ahead and protect their house from these issues that are caused by radiation, so on and so forth. And you've been able to build a global business based on that. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely. In fact, we are the 2019 Changemaker. We received a Changemaker Award for women in agriculture, because that's the third business it has created. And that is Agritech Solar. And that's A-G-R-I-T-E-C-H and the word solar, S-O-L-A-R, .com. After we went to do a farmhouse where the radiation was at 1900 and everybody in the farmhouse was sick, the farmer, all his hair fell out. His mother developed an abdominal tumor. The wife had crippling arthritis. The daughter had severe, like, fibromyalgia type of chronic Lyme's disease, and she had no energy. She was fatigued all the time. And then the newborn baby was born, the grandbaby was born, and he came home and started bleeding in the brain in 2 days. And when we came and the farmer saw the immediate response in 15 minutes because the water was so radioactive that when you held a glass in your hand, it would imbalance the body. And when he saw how quickly in 15 minutes the system rebalanced the water, he's like, I need the whole farm done, the barns and everything. And at that time, the chickens had decreased egg production. There were 60 chickens had decreased to maybe 3 to 10 eggs a day. And it was the apex or the middle of the winter, the coldest part of the winter in January, when this was going on. And he said, the chickens never lay eggs. They always reduce in January. But he said, I want you to do the chicken barn too. And the chicken barn was 1,200. So when we remediated the chicken barn and brought the numbers down to 33, the chickens increased egg production 125% in 5 days.
Wow.
And they have continued, and it's been 3 years. So the miracles that started happening in agriculture, this farmer had 12 acres of grass fields that would grow no grass for 27 years. It would grow no grass. So we built water drones and put them in the ponds to mitigate the electrostatic out of the dirt. And in 4 months, those 12 acres that had been barren for 27 years were fully populated with grass. So we have really embarked upon a whole new area of research. In fact, the Cleveland Clinic invited us to come up there and demonstrate the technology for the doctors up there and for a big health fair that they had where 4,000 plus people came, and they wanted us to demonstrate how effective this was for just cell phone use. Many people don't realize when you touch a cell phone, it can imbalance your body and cause you to offload your minerals. And so we have a way of testing that. And we also have a product to mitigate your cell phone. That nano is as big as a postage stamp. You just simply put it in your cell phone case, and it works instantly. And when you plug your phone in your car to drive, it biobalances your car. And if you have a Honda, a Toyota, or a Nissan, or a Chevy, it will increase your gas mileage anywhere from 1 to 3 miles per gallon. Mm-hmm. And so that's just been phenomenal. But yes, this technology has safety as its core and its mission. We are making the world a safer place and a better place to live.
Well, I think that's remarkable. And I want to get into the products a little bit to help our listeners, especially the business owner listeners, how to view their own products, especially when it comes to technology. Before we do that, we're going to break for a moment on a station identification. Today's Tech Tuesday is brought to you by none other than Pro Elite Training. That's Pro Elite, one word, training. You can find it on getproelite.com or in your Google and Play stores. Download Pro Elite Training today to increase your rhythm, tempo, and pace as it relates to working out. So whether you're a sports enthusiast, you're looking to make your basketball team, or maybe you just want to learn self-defense, any of it can be learned through Pro Elite, the only platform that trains you through the metronome of music to increase your rhythm, tempo, and pace. Join our NBA, NFL, and MMA fighters, all of our professional athletes in here demonstrating how to increase your rhythm, tempo, and pace through Pro Elite Training. So with that, Dr. A, as we go back, as I want to talk about these products, you mentioned just the different ways that a person can be affected by this radiation, whether it's the windows and how, you know, just how glass is made and how that accentuates certain elements and properties that contribute to the radiation effects to the body. And you also discussed, you know, just by what happened if you touched your cell phone. Talk to us about the family of products that exist and how the common person actually uses them for their benefit. Talk to us just strictly about the technology itself and what sets it apart and what makes it easy for the average consumer to use.
Well, thank you, Dr. Baker. I just love the way you introduce my products. We have 7 major products, and at yournanos.com, that product platform speaks to products for your animals. We have a new pet product now because animals are getting hypersensitivity and so many tumors, just like human beings, and they have pain just like we do. And their pet owners are using the nanos to, they take the nano, they put it on their collar, and it just quiets them instantly. I mean, it just has a very calming effect for the animal. Also, we've had several animals, cats and dogs in particular, that had tumors on their legs or in their chest, and they put the nano on there, like, you know, they have those little cover coats that they put the animals in the winter. They put the nano in one of those jackets and aligned it to the tumor, and ironically, the tumors have disappeared. And mm-hmm. We actually made the front page of a newspaper in Montreal, Canada, because if you put the nano in a flashlight, that's this postage-looking device that's 1 inch by 1 inch. If you put it in a flashlight, it increases the power of it by as much as 100%. And we had a lady that put it in a light, and she gave 5 minutes worth of energy and light therapy to her brain tumor for about 6 weeks. And by the time she got ready for surgery, they went in and they couldn't even find the tumor. But we have a lot of NFL players that wear the nano and that use the nano for pain management, especially for knee injury. We have NFL players, a lot of them that use it in their phones. We have celebrities now in Hollywood that are using the nano. We even have politicians that have the nano in their phones. And so the word is getting around about nanos because it helps athletes sustain endurance, especially when they're exerting all the time. And it helps them to rebalance. And my hypothesis, you know, I have a program that I've designed for NFL players because the future is such that with 5G and all of this exposure we're having now, there needs to be an evaluation of all athletes to make sure that they are balanced and all electrostatic is discharged from the body before they play a football game. Because if your body is full of a lot of electrostatic, and you are exerting, you can stress the heart and have an immediate heart attack. And we have athletes dropping dead on the field. And people are so radioactive now. If you go to any gas station in America and look on the gas pump, it will say, warning, discharge electrostatic from your body before you touch the pump. Because if you have a static charge, yes, go to any 100% of gas stations are required to have this advertisement. You, they are showing you that to touch the metal of your car before you touch that pump. And right in Cincinnati, we had a law student that had a mohair sweater on, and she got out and touched the pump around Christmas time and blew up, and it killed her. And so this is really, really serious. This is something that, this is why OSHA has stepped into the ring, and they have revised this regulation, 19-10-33-3A. If you have your employee working with anything that plugs in, you must give them protective gear. So we've got a Nano, and it's so inexpensive. It's only $59. It lasts a year, but it does more than just mitigating static from your body and from your electronics. You know, you go to the gas station, you go in and get yourself a Coca-Cola or a bottle of water, and they scan that bad boy. They have put radiation in your drink. So how about you just tap that drink to your phone with the Nano in it, and it discharges that static out of your drink. So you're not getting gas and gastric reflux and GERDs behind drinking a drink that may have a radioactive charge in it. How about you go out to the restaurant? And you go in there and you start feeling woozy, and you're like, wow, this Wi-Fi is high in here. You can take the key fob off of your keys, off of your car, and lay it on your phone with the Nano in it, and it'll put a vortex, it'll broadcast and mitigate static around you for about 30 feet. It puts you in like an invisible bubble. And that's what we do for children with Tourette syndrome. You see these kids always wowing out. We had a child, of a medical doctor, and she could not go to high school because of the Wi-Fi. Every time she was in, go to a store or any place that had high Wi-Fi, she would just spaz out. So we had to build a system for her using her cell phone. We put the Nano in her cell phone. We use a key fob that had a transmitter in it from a car that they no longer was using. They just had the key fob. Put it in a sandwich bag and put it in her backpack on her back. And it put her in an invisible bubble so that no Wi-Fi was constantly discharged from her. And it stabilized her and made her calm as such that it changed her personality. She went from being kind of paranoid and hyper to being calm and present. And she was able to go back to high school. And now she's in her third year at Ohio State. And she said this is her lifeline. It took her from having a stoic personality with flat affect, no emotion, you know, just looking like she was starstruck, like zombified, to having a radiant, vivacious personality, engaging in conversation. And it's amazing. We have another young lady that had like 2,000 minutes of seizures a week. She was very stoic like that, had no emotion, didn't smile or anything. They said she was non-educable. She would never learn anything. Today, 10 years later, she has written 25 books. She had the nerve to graduate high school last year. She wears a Nano in her left shoe and a Nano around her neck, but we have put the technology in her whole house. We have systems that are now solar systems where we turn your windows into solar panes. And we make micro-orborators, receivers for your gas system, your water system, your electric system. So there's communication between your windows and these energy systems of the home. What that does is continuously mitigate electrostatic in everything in the house. It continuously mitigates odors in the house. So, and so that you can touch any wall in your house and get an energy massage. And this is amazing for people with brain injuries, people with Alzheimer's, dementia. We actually had a patient had Alzheimer's that woke up out of that Alzheimer's fog. She didn't know anybody for 6 years. Today she knows everybody, her son, her grandchildren, her parents. And it's just been amazing. We did the house for her daughter-in-law who had lupus and was bedbound. And she has stabilized and come up out of that lupus event where her nerve muscles were not communicating. And so on the farm for agriculture, it's amazing for restoring dirt and water. And I'm so excited about Jeff Bezos' campaign. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I realize Dr. Baker is the host of this show, but he is such a phenomenal business strategist that he just gave us, we hired him as a consultant for our businesses, particularly the one in agriculture, and asked him to give us some clarification of a business position so we could go forth and engage some of these universities and some of these agriculture companies around the world. And because he gave us the tools and the insight, we are now doing Amish farms that don't even have electricity. So we thought, because you think about it, you turn off your electricity, you really shouldn't have electricity. But what we found is if you have the infrastructure for electricity, if you have an electric panel, if you have electrical sockets, if you have anything that conducts electricity, you're going to have electricity from stray voltage coming from the power transformers, the cell phone towers, electrical infrastructures around you. And if anything is compromised in the delivery of electrical system in your region, that stray voltage is going to come to your farm. And that's what happened to an Amish family that didn't even have electricity. They didn't have the proper grounding and proper bonds in one of their houses, and the gentleman got a radiation burn. We had to bring a team of electrical engineers and electricians in there to audit that property. That's what we do with MedHealthy Electric. We network licensed, bonded, and insured electricians to come in and audit every part of your house. We test you in your house with your electric levels, the levels of electrostatic in your house, to see if your house is making you sick. And as a result, the electricians then, they correct any problem that you have in this house. For example, with the Amish family, they had to reground and put bonds and grounding entities in their properties before they could even put our balancers in. And we were able to bring the magnetic pulse of that campus from 34 all the way down to 0.4. Our goal is always to get your magnetic pulse below one.
What I think is amazing, excuse me, a little bit about what you're discussing is that you were classically trained in nursing and spent a lot of your time there, but you've morphed this conversation into the science and the technology of how you've been able to find opportunity and offer that opportunity. So here, what I want the business owners to hear, or anyone that's aspiring to own a company, is number one, understand the market that you're in and understand it in a way to where you can see the opportunity when the opportunities become available. One thing you just mentioned is that the Amish tend to have a connotation that, well, because they don't live their life in the current methods or the current means, that, well, there won't be any opportunity there because we're thinking about electricity, we're thinking about all the devices that they probably don't own, only for you to say, well, no, they actually have the framework for it. And because the framework is there, there's still work to do, which makes your nanos a valuable commodity for them, but not just them, but on other farms and in other residential homes and inside of other companies, is that you now are opportunistic as an entrepreneur to say, I can take my science, I can take my technology, and I can offer it to individuals that may not think it's important, but wait a moment, let me explain to you as to why this is important and how it affects you directly. So whether it's about assisting you with generating more revenue, or it's saving lives, or it's enhancing the quality of life that a person would have, you now have understood and figured out what radiation does, how it plays a part in everyone's daily life, and these products now supplement people's life to enhance them. Am I hearing all of that correctly?
Absolutely, you are. And more importantly, it's a lifeline for my son. My son, if I don't give him a mitigated environment, he cannot function at all. And he is not alone. Millions of people are getting brain injuries from these high radiation deliveries from 5G and other cell phone and wireless and Wi-Fi entities. And with 1 in 17 people now getting a seizure across America, and in some areas it's 1 in 3. And autism off the chart now. And you and I took vaccines. Why didn't we get autistic? Why didn't we become autistic? It's because we weren't radioactive. They didn't have Wi-Fi when we got vaccines. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't do something, we're talking about the annihilation of the human race here. Who is going to run our government? And now that they're talking about the oceans are dying, Jeff Bezos just pledged billions of dollars for people to come up with innovation to heal the oceans. I'm going to be first in line because I have a technology that when you put my water drones down in that water, it strengthens oxygen in the water, it weakens chemical bonds in the water, and it weakens mineral bonds in the water. So that's the one thing people hate about my technology. When they install it, I tell them, you won't like me for 3 days, because if it's an older home, all this soot comes out of the pipes where it cleans the pipes so that the water is better for you. And so we got to get it done. We are out of time with dancing with this. We got to come up with something that's going to save our lives. And so I've given my life to this. You know, I live and sleep this. It's a matter of how am I going to save my son and empower him to live a full life.
Well, I think in this case, I want to say something that I don't want to get lost, is that you dedicated your life to understanding the science. You dedicated your life to the deployment of the science and then the betterment of all who comes in contact with the technology. When I think about other business owners, and just as a recap for the listeners, small businesses, 50 million and under, 500 employees or less. That includes micro boutique, mom and pop shops, startup founders. Well, there's a lot of times, Dr. Alele, that I'm working with what we call our patients, as you know, but a business owner, and they don't understand their craft. They don't feel the need to push their business at the highest level, but yet they're still looking for success and I would say the volume that isn't commensurate with the effort and energy that they're putting out there. What you're describing is that you created a business out of the necessity and the need for a passion, but you also didn't go the nonprofit route, where a lot of times that's the case, where someone becomes passionate about something and they say, okay, let's create a charity, a nonprofit organization, or some form of philanthropic effort in order to fuel the passion, but not you. You actually created a company that many people would call for purpose, and therefore it's no, we're a privately held company, but the goal of this company is to heal the people in the, you know, not just here in the U.S., but globally, but heal us from ourselves. And when I say from ourselves, is just the growth of technology, the usage of technology. You made the statement before, we're wearing AirPods as a fashion statement, but it should only be used to conduct your call and remove from there, but that's not our typical behaviors. So therefore, we're damaging ourselves. But you built a business that's allowed you to capitalize on that. And what I'd like to talk about, because on Wednesdays we have Worldwide Wednesdays, and I talk to the audience about how important it is for global business to be done and how to pay attention to international realities. But you've taken your nanos and you've taken your other technologies overseas. Can you speak about any of that at any level? Doctor, are you still with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, good news. But go back to some of your international work and how you've been taking your technologies overseas, and I'm talking whether you want to discuss things that you've done in Europe or things you've done in Africa, but whatever you're allowed to speak on.
Yes, well, I have been an international nurse consultant for some time now, working with Saudi Arabia. I was on the opening team for King Fahad Hospital, the hospital that serves the National Guard. And so now, because of my international affiliations, I've been able to introduce my technology through the United Nations to the world platform, because water is in trouble around the world. And so in Madagascar, in Rwanda, in the Congo, in Ghana and in Cameroon as I presented at the African Economic Forum on my water and agriculture technology. It's making space for me. Can you hold on 1 second? I have got to take this call. Hold on, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your call. So, listeners out there, what you're witnessing is that Dr. Alele, from an international standpoint, literally is called in by some of the largest entities, some of our global leaders, to talk about how do we eradicate some of the sickness, or how do we deal with our land, or what technologies should we pay attention to in order to progress healthcare in just multiple countries. And so what I think is fantastic, and I'm hoping that you're picking up on, is that she understands her craft, she understands her space, and so how do you take that knowledge and then turn that into a business that, if you're the business owner or you're the inventor or you're the startup founder, to where now it receives dividends and you receive yields from that. So when you're thinking about technology, the technology becomes a resource. It becomes a vehicle that's used in order to push your agenda forward in your business. And so if you're a business owner out there and you're thinking about, how do I diversify? How do I differentiate myself? A lot of times technology will help you do that as long as you're looking at it with the appropriate lens. Many times what I've seen working with my patients is that technology just simply means you're going to use a new system, or that you are going to engage in social media. But it's not really just that elementary when it comes to technology. It's more so about how do we look at the technology and how it's created, and then how do we take that and make that an extension of our business. So as a reminder, if we're looking at your nanos, the nanos is connected to cell phones. Well, Dr. Alele is not the inventor of cell phones, nor is she hired by Apple to go in and modify the cell phones that they create. She's not on payroll for them or staff, but what she can do is take her technology, connect it to your iPhone in such a way that it becomes a benefit for you. And so as that becomes a benefit for you, you have the scenario where the technology catapults your ability to reach a larger market, to create better solutions. And so you have to pay attention to technology and say, well, the business that I own, how do we connect to that? I'll give everyone an example personally before I bring Dr. Alele back in, is that even though my work is intellectually based, meaning that I am brought in to diagnose and to provide treatment to business owners, and I do that through our knowledge in actually four ways, which what we call information, innovation, ideation, and imagination, all of that is intellectual property. However, we do have technology that we now have learned to embrace, and even with our Hospital Plus that we're building as we speak, is that that's a technology that helps push forward our intellectual property. And so if you have a service or a product, understanding how technology serves as a complement to the work that you do is paramount in today's climate, and it's even more vital as we move forward. I'm going to take a pause here to see if we got Dr. A back. Dr. A, are you with me?
I'm here, sir.
All right, fantastic. And so as I'm reminding them, is that you've been able to take something that grew into a passion, and then you developed the technology around that passion that had a legitimate value to the people that you serve as your target audience, and you've been able to connect that to other technologies. And what we were about to discuss is what that looks like overseas. So we know that you do work over in Saudi Arabia, and you were going to expound from there.
Yes, sir. And my passion and my heart right now is in Madagascar. If you've been watching the climate change campaign, you know that the climate change and the effects of from this temperature, from the earth heating up, is going to affect Madagascar and turn this lush island like Hawaii into like a desert. And so how can we increase the efficacy of oxygen in the water in Madagascar? And right now, we are developing a working hypothesis for agriculture over there using our water drones, which we are able to put down in the water and strengthen the oxygen of the water, weaken the chemical bonds, mitigate electrostatic out of the water so that the water is able to self-heal. And we have been developing this in a farm, in our farm laboratory. We have a 300-acre laboratory where we are using these drones to do just that. And we have, we're excited that the government officials have now signed off to proceed with going forth to do this project. We hope to, that this time next year we'll be in full swing in the project. We're going over to do some preliminary testing. But this technology, because of the Amish community, we were able to develop this technology because it's self-powered and we can go to the remotest places in the world and help to heal the water, heal the land, and so we can sustain vegetation and sustain essential life.
Mm-hmm.
And your listening audience has an opportunity to join us in this enterprise because we've already said to you, Dr. Baker, we got to take you with us because you got to make sure that the business infrastructure, what we need to do, we're doing it, and we have a model, we have a guide point, we have a GPS to show us the business infrastructure we need to get it done. We know how to do the service component, but we want to be excellent in every aspect, not just in the delivery of service, but in the administration of the process to do so. Because international laws and protocols are a lot different from country.
Well, you know, that's one thing that we talk about, especially on our Worldwide Wednesday episodes, is how to engage with other entities across the world. And we also talk about this on our Trending Thursday subjects and topics about having experts and bringing people in that have a higher skill set than you in certain areas, as opposed to being a business owner and wearing the badge of honor saying, well, I wear all the hats. But wearing all the hats is not necessarily a benefit for you when you're looking to scale your business, eat into market share, looking to convert at a higher ratio, operate more efficiently, work in different markets and scale throughout the rest of the world, is that you need other individuals that have the expertise or have the experience of doing so to help catapult your company into those ways. And that's no different than what you're speaking about now, is that your Nanos and your family of products, you know how to build the science, you know how to integrate the technology. But now as you embark on more conversion, well, we need to build our team out larger and more adequately in order that we're successful in some of these remote areas and places that are foreign to us here in the United States. Before we go, and we only have a few more moments up with this part of the segment, talk to everyone as it relates to the transition, you know, transitioning from being an academic and kind of saying, I'm going to step away from the university at some level to then focus on growing this business. I just want to give a sense in, you know, a minute or two of what that process has been like for you and then any tips that you would give our audience.
Well, you know, in terms of Howard University, it was stepping from academe into the business circle of Howard. Howard, because it's so international and it's like the Harvard of schools for people of color, Howard now has an incubator called How You Incubate. And what I did in the incubator, because I'm the first, Washington, D.C. is the first place to have my solar technology. And Howard was very influential, the faculty at Howard, Dr. Bonney in particular, who said he was going to nominate me for a Nobel Prize in physics because they're telling me I have developed a new area in quantum math, which I do use mathematical applications to make the technology. And so I'm actually a resident at How You Incubate. And what Howard has done for me is helped me to increase the efficacy of the technology. And it's been kind of a launch pad for every modulation of the technology. But in terms of because the technology is something no one ever seen before, the technology has, I need scientists around me. I need scientists around me. And so that's what I'm doing. And I apologize.
You are fine. What I like about what you just stated was that you have scientists around you as you continue to develop through it, is that those are the people that you generate most of what I would call not just your passion, but where you draw as a primary resource for your creativity and your problem-solving skills. The outside of that is where you reach out for assistance, for expertise to say, this is how you build the rest of the business together, so therefore I can offer a product that's going to be conducive to my target audience. And that is a very solid way of looking at your business from a very, one, I would say, appropriate standpoint, but number two, a sober standpoint. And one issue that I see all the time is individuals wearing too many hats, believing that, well, I'm really good on the science side, but then let me operate all the business realities the same way that I do the science, and they're not similar. It's no different than saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, and because I've been good at business, this means that I'm going to be really good at science. And that's not the case. And so bleeding the two doesn't bode well for smaller entrepreneurs, but larger companies tend to do a better job with this because they have more resources in some cases that they can bring in other departments to help develop these departments and say, oh, let's introduce it. But as we've been able to see, they don't always do it. I know in your history that you've run into, whether it's been institutions or larger conglomerates and corporations, that don't always embrace the technology or embrace the business side of the technology, and they might want you to be more academic than business, and others may want you to be more business than science. And so reconciling the two can become problematic. Have you seen that in your experience?
Absolutely. I was in competition because the technology is on a quantum physics level, and I had to go to electrophysicists from NASA to actually have instruments that could measure the interception and how the window can talk to the electrical system and the water system and mitigate all the electrostatic in the building. And when they were able to quantify that, and I went to competition at INPEX, where they had scientists from around the world and 78 scientists, engineers, and consumers tested it and quantified it and validated. And I took the gold medal for the United States. People perceived the technology would be disruptive to their industry and their businesses, and they wanted to start a smear campaign, you know, to say it was nothing, or, you know, it was nothing, it was not valid. But when the Cleveland Clinic invites you to present for 2 years in a row, and they have clients, they have patients that cannot talk, cannot walk, cannot learn, with severe brain injuries, and these patients are able to rebalance, and they're able to grow, and they're able to get a quality of life, then, and the Cleveland Clinic doctor says, look, you have created a whole new area in medicine, and because of that, medical doctors now write prescriptions for the technology.
Well, yeah, that's remarkable.
We are disrupting industries and enterprises, but I tell people, this is not the time to receive us as a disruptor and somebody that you need to come against. This is the time to join the band, because if we don't all work together, we are all in this same boat. And with the water around the world, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is now considered dead water because of EMF in part and the chemical. Yes.
All right. Well, we got to pause you there, Doc. We got to pause you there because we are running up against our time. But I think that the information today was valuable, actually invaluable. Let me say it more appropriately. Everyone, this is Dr. Rhoda Alele. You can get it at yournanos.com. And then this is Doctor's Orders. Hope you enjoyed the message today. We wish your company the best health, and we'll see you tomorrow on Worldwide Wednesday.
Thank you for joining us for Doctor's Orders. You can contact Dr. Baker by phone at 1-855-249-4677, by email at info@drbaker.us. You can learn more on our website at www.drbaker.us. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. right here on 1320 AM, 103.9 FM, and on www.1320thevoice.com.